Welcome to the Hagar's Voice podcast. I'm so glad you found your way here. We believe the conversations hosted on this channel will be meaningful and actually important to the future of the church. If you're not familiar with the origin story of Hagar's Voice, it's in reference to one particular case of clergy sexual abuse in which Danielle Strickland played the role of advocate for a victim who'd wished to remain anonymous and instead be referred to as Hagar. This was a reference to a character in the Bible, actually the first person to ever name God on record. Hagar was a survivor of abuse herself, and she named God the God who sees. We think this is a particularly poignant reference for this moment in church history as the Spirit provokes the unearthing of a pattern of abuse in the church. The God who sees can refer to what God sees in the darkness and brings out into the light for healing, but in a more literal translation of this original name for God, we believe God still sees the victims of abuse. Like he did with Hagar of the Bible, he sees, he stands with, he comforts, supports, and guides survivors to restoration. As one survivor of clergy sexual abuse raised her voice in 2021 and found advocacy with her trusted friend, other survivors responded with encouragement, solidarity, and found their own voice to share their stories with Hagar's Voice. What's emerging is the obvious need for a place for survivors to raise their voice. So we launched this podcast channel as a platform for women and men to tell their stories. We honor their courage to reclaim their voice. We bear witness to their testimony and stand in solidarity as they name their experiences and needs and dreams. We listen closely as they share their observations and counsel to church leaders. And we expect to be made richer for the ways they'll stretch our empathy. We expect to be shaped into better advocates in our own spaces because of their stories. We expect to have our hearts broken and our hope for the church to be ignited. We expect to become better leaders for having shared this space with their stories, better spiritual siblings, and better humans. Together, we rise to stop the abuse and start building a better way.